Pretoria, Rustenburg and Mombela 21, Johannesburg 16 degrees. The National Prosecuting Authority has delayed its long-awaited decision on whether it will appeal the acquittal of controversial pastor and televangelist Timothy Omotoso. This comes after the NPA suffered a crushing legal defeat last month. Lebogangenda shares more.
The NPA was expected to reveal its next step today following the Eastern Cape High Court's shock decision to acquit Timothy Omotoso. But in a sudden reversal, the prosecuting body has postponed the briefing, offering no timeline as to when it will proceed. Omotoso was acquitted after facing serious charges of rape, human trafficking and sexual assault. He was arrested in 2017 after being accused of preying on young female congregants and holding them against their will. Despite his acquittal, the Nigerian televangelist is due back in the East London Magistrates Court today, this time in connection with alleged violation of South African immigration law after being rearrested over the weekend. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
The Department of Health says it plans to recruit 200 additional nurses in the coming months in a bid to ease workloads and improve care. Today is International Nurses Day.
The department appeals to all stakeholders in the society to join hands with government to make health facilities safer places for nurses to carry out their duties of caring for the sick and provide much-needed comprehensive health care without fear of becoming victims of crime.
That's health spokesperson Foster Muhale. Action SA says it's written to Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe to renew its appeal for the retrieval of the remains of three Lily mine workers in Mpumalanga. This year marks exactly 9 years since they were trapped in a container underground. Here's Action SA's Herman Mashaba.
The minister has repeatedly promised to facilitate the retrieval, but nothing has come of his promise. Their grieved families continue to wait to bury their loved ones in dignity so that they can reach closure. As Action SA, we will not stop until the remains are retrieved one way or another.
The Freedom Front Plus in Tshwane has meanwhile welcomed the Labour Court's ruling that the South African Local Government Bargaining Council acted unfairly by rejecting the Metro's applications for the exemption from the 2021 and 2022 wage negotiations. The court ruled against implementing a 2023 salary increase for municipal workers, but ordered that stalled 2021 wage negotiations returned to the bargaining table. And finally, some good news. South African filmmaker Dian Weiss says he hopes that his short film selection for the 78th Cannes Film Festival in France will draw attention to the country's film industry. His film Arsefals has been selected in the short film competition with 11 others selected from over 4,000 entries. The film stars Edwin van der Walt, Jill Levenberg, Albert Pretorius and Oscar Peterson. The festival runs from the 13th to the 24th of May. I'm Chanel Sotima, more news at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
My sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you, no. So you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down, no.